Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Marianne, episode 150. We're talking about how to go from $200 per client to 5K per client. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money doing what you love online. Let's begin. I am now live. Happy Thursday. So excited to be here. It is 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I don't know what time you guys are on. However, I'm on, you guys. So welcome to today's live. Today we're going to talk about how one of my clients went from charging $200 per client to now upwards to 5K per client. So one of the things about what we do here in the programs that I teach is that I help my clients get really clear on what it is that they do, what it is that they sell, and what are the things that are preventing them from actually getting to a place of profitability. And there are three things I realized over the course of working with so many women across the country and internationally, that there are three things that are getting in the way of people really charging for what it is that they render as a service to their clients. In fact, they kind of have challenges with saying how much they charge and then asking for the money. And then also not only asking for the money, but also receiving the money. There's like a whole process behind running and operating a business, right? And in all of these processes, you got to get really streamlined with it and also comfortable enough to do each process successfully. Hello, welcome. Today we're going to talk about how one of my clients went from charging $200 per client to upwards to now 5K per client. And the reason why I'm talking about this today is because we are going to cover the three things as to why a lot of people struggle with aligning themselves with a rate that is profitable to them and that gives results to their clients, right? So as you charge more, you're also looking to have a stronger process that gives your clients stronger results. And in that, do you have a strong process? Do you have a fine-tuned curriculum that you can actually reference at any given moment when you are talking to a prospect or even when you're creating content online on any platform, whether that be Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, or even in the groups that you're a part of. So having a strong curriculum is one of the biggest things that I think a lot of people don't really spend a lot of time in. And the reason why is because they don't really have a strong process yet. And the ones that really do have a strong process usually aren't sure if their curriculum is strong. They think they have a strong process that gets clients results, but they're not fully aware of how strong the results are that, hi Jessica Allen, that the curriculum will give to their clients. Okay. So, all right, I'm gonna jump in right into three reasons as to why it's so difficult for people to actually charge what it is that they really want for the services that they render. Number one, they're not totally aware of what it is that they do. They think they sell one thing. And I say this a lot of people actually think they sell one thing. However, they sell a whole nother thing. And in that block, you are probably mixing up your message. You probably don't really know how to convey to your prospect the kind of results that they really want to have and the kind of result that will allow them to justify investing in you. So when you don't know what that looks like and you're kind of like, well, I think I do sell bananas, but really you sell oranges. your prospect's going to be confused as well. And that confusion leads people to not buy, okay? Because they're already confused themselves. They're coming to you for a solution. And if you are confused, they're not going to want to be led by another confused person. So one of the things I always talk about here is having a strong leadership quality, meaning, you know, really standing in what it is that you do for your community, understanding the kind of service and result you render to the people you work with. And in that really allows you to have clarity in whether you can actually help the person you're talking to. And when you understand what it is that you actually do, right, really creating that awareness of the result you bring to people, you are able to articulate yourself in a way that has conviction, it is powerful, it is confident, and there is a level of truth, right? There's a level of feeling safe with you and in your hands and being led by you. So in that awareness really comes a really powerful prospect that says yes to you because of the realness in what it is that you do for people. So a lot of people don't even know what that is for their business. And what they think that they do one thing, they sell bananas, but really, girl, you sell oranges. And we gotta fix that, right? And in this confusion, this is where people kind of don't make a decision with you. So I don't know if that is something that you guys have or feel or understand or are in the position of. Let me know where it is that you're kind of like confused on what you sell, what is it that you sell, and what do you think you sell versus what you really do sell. I don't know, pop it in the chat or even comment below if you're watching this in the replay, you know, what it is that you think you sell, and maybe you know what you sell but you don't really know, or are you super confident in what you sell, and if that's the case, what is that? Type that in the chat as well. Number two, one of the second biggest reasons as to why people don't or have struggles with charging for what they really want to charge for is because they don't necessarily know the monetary equivalent of the result. So they don't know what the monetary thing is. Hi, Jessica. I feel sometimes there are different sides of the results you can get, that I tend to jump on one result to another. Okay, that's a good one. So having multiple results is actually pretty good because that means you don't just offer one thing, you actually fix and offer multiple results. Now, I hope these results kind of are still connected to each other, and maybe, you know, looking at the connection between the results either creates a powerful one result or it kind of makes them confused and having multiple results. So you can take a look at that. So the second thing is people don't necessarily know when they can connect their results to a monetary equivalent meaning. So, okay, you know, one of the biggest things is people think when you're a health coach or a nutritionist coach, your result is having people eat better, yeah? Yeah, I agree. I still feel I might be undercharging. Well, intuitively, if you are undercharging or feel that way, you might be undercharging. You usually know, right, intuitively that you are undercharging. So, for example, a health coach, right? So the second part is not knowing how to connect the result to a monetary equivalent, meaning people don't invest in things if, I've said this numerous times to my clients, if you don't know how to articulate the monetary result, right? So everything is somewhat connected to money. Isn't that really interesting? Like, if you get more healthier, you're gonna make more money. Like, if you, let's say you are a relationship coach and you feel more, you know, you find your romantic partner, you're essentially going to double your income in your home because your partner will probably likely live with you, and somehow it's going to create more money. Or even happier people and happier marriages tend to have more promotion opportunities, or they feel so inspired and happy and passionate that they want to go and start a business because they're just so alive and feeling so happy. Everything has a connection to money. Every single thing. Okay, give me something in the chat that you don't think has a connection to money. Even spirituality has a connection to money. I am a spiritual business coach, and the reason why I own that and that is what I do and that's who I am is because spirituality is all about creating wealth. Wealth from all aspects. Money, love, clients that are completely aligned with me spiritually. Even if you're not sure how spiritually connected you are, somehow you align with me, with my kookiness and how weird I am. You're kind of weird too, and you kind of vibe with me. There is a spiritually aligned situation here, and in that, you know, there's a level of creating wealth. You know, being spiritually aligned, you are creating some form of wealth, right? And wealth either connecting with yourself because you just feel so aligned now, so secure in who you are, so secure in your message, so secure in your mission. And in that, you create more of that security. And in that security, it actually comes in forms of money, in forms of, oh, Jessica, you're a spiritual energy coach. So you know this. Okay. I'm like talking to like, literally knows exactly what I'm talking about. So in that, you know, as you connect more, create more connection and security with yourself, you actually create a more secure life for others. Maybe your children, maybe your partner, maybe your home. You feel a little bit more secure in finances. You feel secure emotionally. You feel secure physically. Everything really does connect. So how can you connect the thing you sell to money? How can you do it? There is a way, right? The more connected you are, the more money you receive, the more opportunities come your way. The more fit you are, the more likely you're gonna want to maybe get a new job. Maybe you feel better. You might even find a new romance partner. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, security, absolutely. So, you know, in not knowing how to connect the result you give to your client and not knowing that, and that it's connected to some form of monetary advancement, there is a gap there where you can't articulate why the investment is so important. There's an important investment in each transformation, right? And your inability to convey that can really allow you to lose money. Either you keep undercharging, or you don't even make a client. You don't even have a client to actually work with because of the break between connecting things to creating more wealth in a sense, and wealth will equate to more money. Hi Khadijah, welcome. And you know, that is a huge eye-opener for me, because you know, prior to becoming a spiritual business coach, I was just a traditional business coach. And before I even started, I worked for a business coaching company, right? And I feel you are talking to I feel like you're talking to me. I am talking to you. We're spiritually, energetically connected, girl. So, you know, prior to becoming a spiritual business coach, I worked for a business coaching company, and then I started my own practice. And I just started a traditional business coaching company, all formed and all of the things focusing on strategy. It was all focused on methods. It was all focused on masculinity. And I remember feeling kind of like, man, this feels like a job. And I didn't enjoy it. I felt kind of like misaligned. I was getting clients that were not for me. And I felt burnt out. And it was my business. And I had to take a look at what was it that wasn't working. And what wasn't working was the spiritual component, the feminine side, right? And I do believe that spirituality is feminine. And then in my business coaching, I only focus on the masculine. And in order for me to really be aligned, I had to do both, right? I mean, I don't have to, but in order for me to feel okay, I had to practice and infuse spirituality and also having strong business methods and strategies for growing my business. And now I've really implemented these same systems that I've learned for my clients. You know, coming into business, you get to do both. You get to learn the strategies and the methods, but alongside with that, you also live a very spiritually aligned business that feels good to operate within, and that feels aligned energetically. And in that, you start attracting clients that just are your clients. They're like literally your spiritual sisters. You know, one of my clients are on right now, and she's literally one of my spiritual sisters. You know, one of the things that I love, love, love now about my business is that I get to work with people who get my kookiness, right? And I'm kooky, I'm kind of weird, right? And in that, I don't have to hide behind a facade. In fact, I kind of am me, and then in that, my clients then can become themselves, feeling unguarded, right? Feeling more authentic. And that has really helped me in growing into who I am today. But the reason why this is so important is because, yes, feels wonderful to connect with clients whom I love and who love me. Yes, right? And it's totally possible. There was a time where I didn't know it was possible. Like, how can I really find them? And how can they really resonate with me? But there is a way in the way you resonate in your message, in the way you talk, in the way you show up, in the way you even take pictures, right? People actually gravitate to how you present yourself online. So, you know, in all of these little things compounded over time actually creates how people connect with you. And in that, it also creates a level of awareness on who it is that your ideal client is. It creates a level of awareness on who you are supposed to help versus who you're not supposed to help. And yes, there are actually people you're not supposed to help. There's people that you are supposed to for real be there and actually support them. And then there are those who are probably a problem client if you are not self-aware enough to say no at the time of application. And that also comes with the level of awareness, right? So two things, right? Awareness in what it is that you do for people, and then awareness in how you connect the results that you do for people in a monetary form, right? One of the things that a lot of people like to do is they like to kind of show off. Like it's the truth, right? We can be super connected with ourselves and not driven by our ego, but we still want to show off. It's kind of like human nature. And in that knowingness that people need to do that or have a desire to even do that small, slightly, you have to appease to that when you are articulating the value and the result you give to people. What is it that they can show off after working with you? Oh my God, I'm totally so much more aligned. I know myself. I'm super confident. I like, look at me. I show up differently. I get these promotions. I've gotten a 35% salary increase because I worked with this person. And look, now I drive a range, right? Or now I have this amazing sexy man. Or now I'm whatever have you, right? There's this thing where what can you do in terms of how do you articulate yourself and the result you give to people that kind of appeases to their ego? Yes, monetary value of my offer to my avatar. Yeah, absolutely. So having that awareness, girl, I think is going to really help you in actually closing more. Just even that alone, okay? That alone, girl, I think you're going to be fine. You know, that's one of the things that, as much as we're all spiritual here, I think most of us are spiritual here, is that we don't want to own the fact that we do want to be wealthy and we do want to make more money than we currently do, right? One of the clients that I've had told me, hey, I feel kind of guilty for asking more, you know? And in that guilt, it limits your ability to convey yourself. It limits your ability to actually ask for more. And then sit on the phone with the person as you like tell them your price and you're confidently just waiting there, scared as fuck, you know, because you feel that guilt. But once you realize that inherently we're supposed to be wealthy, we are supposed to have and be and do everything that we choose at and at please anytime we want. If you know that intuitively, spiritually, physically, emotionally, you start commanding that, and that you start really creating a presence around you where people actually step to that. Oh, that's Maria. She, you know, this is how you come to her with this, right? You don't do anything kind of sideways. Even in my marketing, guys, I kind of do strong marketing in terms of people who are wishy-washy, because I can't stand wishy-washy, guys. And, you know, for you guys, how can you guys fine-tune your marketing so it repels those unwanted problem clients? Yes, abundance awaits us. Exactly. Okay, guys, so that is it for my live today. I did want to talk to you guys about my program, Prestige Business Accelerator, which is for women who are in business, who want to really fine-tune their services so that they can really get clearer on what it is that they really sell, understand the rates, the marketplace, the audience sophistication. You know, are your audience aware of what you do? And do they know that you're the solution? Do they even know their problem? Like, that's really one of the introductory things is, does your audience know their problem? Because most of the time people feel pain, but they don't know that this pain is because my eyeball is fucking coming out of my head, right? It's one of those things where they just know there's a pain, but they don't know exactly what it is. And can you articulate that pain for them? And can you hammer it in enough for them to be reminded that, hey, it's a problem. And in order for you to solve it, you gotta come to me. I'm the person who's the solution. And in these, you know, just these shifts in how you market and how you speak really helps with, it really helps with understanding your audience's sophistication, their knowledge base, and how to really talk to them. So if you guys are interested, book a call. My thing is here somewhere. I'm going to put it in the description, or you can click a link in my bio. And then if you guys have additional questions, guys, please DM me. Thank you so much for being here and sending you guys lots of love. Mwah! Have a great weekend. And my weekend starts at 5 o'clock my time, which is soon. Yay! All right, guys. Mwah! If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.